Yom Kippur and Shabbos, Yud Aleph, Tishrei, Heitov, Shin Lamed, Zayin, October 5th,
1976,
and
Tuesday. So that's one of the rayas of Doruch. That's one of the rayas of Doruch, that the psikreishe de lo yich peslei, a psikreishe de lo yich peslei is mutan. That's only sorry. It's not Shabbos. Then another ayah of the Oruch is from the Gemara in Shabbos, Rav Elazar de Miller. Now turn to that Gemara. Kuf Lamed Gimel. The fourth line. Omamba. Now there is a love in the Torah. He shomer locho b'nega atzoraz. And kol mokin shenema rishomer upen. So that's a list. So what is the love of Hishomer Lecho B'Nega HaTzaraas imply? That you're not allowed to remove, to cut off a Baheres, a Tzaraas. If someone has on his body a Nega HaTzaraas, which makes him Tomei, he's not allowed to cut it off. It's a love that I see. Hishomer Lecho B'Nega HaTzaraas. So suppose that an infant who has to be Nino has on the Gi a Nega HaTzaraas. So, and if you are Malvi, the infant, so then you necessarily have to remove the negatzaras. So you should say you shouldn't be allowed to be malded in it. So there is a special zasakosu. Boso afal pishiyishon baheres. The fourth one. Omama boso afal pishiyishon baheres yom. Dibur rabiyash. So the more sekashe holomoliko. Why does the Torah have to mention a special zasakosu? The tibni, there is a negatzaras on the ole. So you are still allowed to, you still have to be mal. In other words, the mitzvah of mile is deich, the law of Hishomer Lecho B'Negatzaraas. So atzaras, it's muter, but without the posik, it should be muter. Why? Because he's not mischavin to be mitayer the tineik. He's only mischavin to be mal the tineik, not to be mitayer. The tineik of the tumas negatras. Follow me. Chodav Hashem mischavu. Vidav Hashem mischavu mutter. Amar Rabbi Elo Yitzchakel Rabbi Yudi. Dovadav Hashem mischavu mizos. That means the correct Rav Shimon. You don't have to resort to it. Rav Omar afilu teim Rav Shimon. May the Rav Shimon psikrei shevel yomus. May the Rav Shimon psikrei shevel yomus. Here, so Rav says, even according to Rav Shimon, it is necessary for the Torah to mention a special zelzakosu that it mila is muter v'imkein negatzaras. Why? Because with the posuk I would say he is mischav because he's the psikreish. However, being maldetinik necessarily involves the tare from the negatzaras. So this is what Rove says. But Abaye, he applied it only according to Rav Yudi. The implication being that according to Rav Shimon, we don't have to resort to a special posuk. But Rabbi Leslie I swore, Rabbi Rove Dam Tavaye made Rav Shimon psikreishel yomus. So Bosa Vishame me Rove swore. So, in other words, after he heard from Rove, so he agreed. He conceded to Rove. But at first, Rabbi held that Rav Shimon is matador shen ischavim, even the case of psikreishel. So when did Rabbi say we need tzrichel Rav Yude? After he conceded to Rove. Alright. So that means that Alibid Emes, the posik is needed even Alibid Rav Shimon, not only Alibid Rav Yud. Alright. Ike de maslo da baiho, ishoma b'nei gatzaraz, lishmerei v'asis, asis yate isi, avu ate isi b'sif shal gabi raglei, uvimei shal gabi kseifei, vimov ro bro. So it's a special gzir zakosik. In other words, suppose someone has a negatzaraz on the shoulder, and then he's a carrier, and he has to carry loads on the shoulder. And if he carries the load on the shoulder, the bundle on the shoulder, that will rob off the negatzaras. So he's allowed to carry the load, the baggage on his shoulder. Even though as a result of carrying the baggage on his shoulder, it will rob off. It will rob off the negatzaras. Why? Because of his special tzirasakosu. But without the tzirasakosu, a carrier would be allowed to carry baggage on the shoulder if he has a negatzaras on the shoulder. Even though he's not mischavim to him. It's done by itself, but אמר רבייה, לא נצריך אל רב יהודה. תאמר דובר שנשחה באוסה. ורוב אומר, אפילו תן רב שימן. בית רב שימן סיפה של יומוס. ורבייה סלעי הסלורי, ורבייה ורוב דם דבי מרב שימן סיפה של יומוס. לפוס הבישון, מרוב סוף. ורבייה, נאו דגימו רסיקה שלי. ורבייה, עלי בית רב שימן, היבוסה, מה יעביד לי? אמר רב מרום. So, Abaye called it to Rav Shimon. So, in other words, and that has to be out in the Hava Min of Abaye, before he comes in the Terove. Because after he comes in the Terove, so we need Boso, the Exerza Kosovo Boso, to tell her, because otherwise it would be also, because it's great. So, we must explain it, Abaye, I'll leave it to Rav Shimon, Hai Boso, my Ovid Lehi. So, before he comes in it, so how did he understand this Exerza Kosovo? According to Rav Shimon, why does the, according to Rav Shimon, why does the Torah have to mention a special pasuk that it's muter to be mal a child, to be mal someone, even if he has a negatzoras on the own? So, Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon, I was mal, like, Omar Avamrom, Beim Elok Itzbarosi Hu Mischav. In other words, so we need a pasuk that even if he's mischaving to be ketzis vaheres, it's still muter. In Kemil. Tina God. So when he God does it, so then he can say he's mischaving to be mitayer himself from the Ketzeras. But yeah, usually Mila is gone not on a God, he's gone on an infant who is 8 days old. So the male does it. The male is not interested. When he God makes the Mila and if there is a Ketzeras, so it's very likely that he's mischav mamish. Why shouldn't he be mischav mamish? So. But when a male does it on a teenage, so then it's unusual, it's unlikely that he should be mischav mamish to be mitaya, the negatzaras. Even in such a case, we have to resort to a special zelsakosov that it's muta for the male to be mal the teenage. Otherwise not, but even without the posik, so the male, the grown up, when he's mal the teenage, should be allowed anyway without the zelsakosov, because mischav. ואם לא כזה, תן הגודל, קוט מהי כלמימה, אומר רב משאר שיהיה, ואם הרבי הבן לא קץ בהרס, דבני הוא כמשחק. So where the father is a male, so the father is very devoted to the child, so he wants the child to get rid of the negatzaras, of the tumor of the negatzaras. So the male is mischaving. So without the posik, it would be also. So because of the posik, it's muta. Even though the father is mischaving. So now the Gemara is the kasha, v'achel eledachel. So in other words, so what does the Torah say? So where the father is the male, is mal the child, and then he's obviously interested in being in curing the child, his own child, of the negatzaras. So even then it is muter. Why is it muter? In order to be mikayim to smila, because esse is deichalaisis. That's the pshat in the pasuk. As is the Lisa say. So why is all the posik? The answer is because there is a Lisa say and an essay. A Lisa say and an essay. And the general rule is that in essay the Lisa say an essay. But here there is a special Zasakosu that the mitzvah of Mila is the Lisa say and the essay of Tibias. So, but it's based upon the concept of Tria. But Roma Rishlokish. In other words, when does it involve the Maisi Yisrael? When the father does it. Because the father is interested in curing the child of the Baharis. But if another male, a stranger, will be Malim, he's not interested, so then it will not even involve any Isa. The Omar Ishlokish. So the male let, so why does the Torah say that because of Tchiyah the father is allowed to be Mal the child, let somebody else, and then it will not involve him, Isa. The Omar Ishlokish, Komokim Shatim Eitze, Esev Elisa said, יאתו יוכל קיים שני מות אלו אביו שלא יכול לסי. So he more said, look at it. See, like now, when does the Torah say that the father is allowed and the father necessarily will be mischaven? He's a father. So the father is allowed because of Tchiyah where there is no other male available. But if there is another male available, so then it is muta. Now, one of the rayas, so the Oruch mentions a number of rayas from Shabbos in Yom. Let's say, Hobi Ardi Dei, Hobi Ardi Chavre, or that's one Gemara of Shabbos, or Sot Chalozim Bipeitze, Kol Eiche Beleiche, Nichal Itvei, Keich Lulitzel Tzivei. So the Oruch, so what? Because it's Tzivei Shalich Beslei. But then the whole mentions Raya's from other Isorim. So one Raya is from Mizalfin Yainu Agavishi, and the other Raya, and one Raya of the Oruch from other Isorim is Mechik Sus Mechim Kedarko, Uvachal Yishavnu, but it's a psychiatrist, as the Oruch says, it's a psychiatrist. And then the third Raya of the Oruch from other Isorim is this Gemore, in regard to the Yisar of Yishamuch of Negatzaras. So the Gemore says, Beim Raviya Ben Lokitz, Baheres Dibneiko Mishav. So then, if not for a special Zeres HaKosuf, it would be awesome. But, an Achir, a stranger, not a male, not a father, without recourse to a Zeres HaKosuf, it would be Mutter. Why? Because, so the Oruch says, because when the father, the Oruch explains the Gemara, it's not that the father is Mamish Mishav. After all, he should be told, don't be Mishav. You are a father, but you should be told, listen, you're not allowed to be Mishavim. To be mitaya your child from the Negatzaras. You are only allowed to be mischavim to be mitaya Mitzvah Smil. So the answer is, no, it's a psikreishe. And this vis-a-vis the father, it's a psikreishe de Michalei. Because he'll certainly be nene from the fact that his child will be rid, will rid himself of the Negatzaras. So vis-a-vis the father, the male, it's a psikreishe de Michalei. But the stranger, a male who is not even a friend, he just does his job to collect his fee, so the male doesn't care whether the infant will have a negatzaras or not, so the male is a psychreshelich beslay. So the male, we don't have to resort to any post. So that's also a raya. That's the third raya from Adar Yisur. Now let's turn to a Rosh in Perek Habei. Now, so the Rosh in Shmini Shchotzim, in his asod, against the Shiltes. So he appears to say that even though Chetlal is aloche, of secretion lo yich beslei, only to Shabbos, not to Shorison. So that's very difficult, because the Oruch mentions several rayas from other Yisurim. But you'll see that the Rosh in Perek Abein, so he says, V'abaye v'rovi da'amret avaye v'idah Rib Shimon, that's in paragraph Aleph, in Pirik Shemosom. V'idah Rib Shimon v'sikre shol yamus lo yitzchita l'kobit v'ar l'chad. Pirish v'oruch, v'ma'acha sh'nimene k'lau v'yipu k'arake shol chadere, shor l'chadkele, v'yaf al gav d'ha v'sikre shol. V'hod omar avaye v'rovi da'amret avaye v'idah Rib Shimon v'sikre shol yamus yoseh, hane v'dova sh'unene, ki v'yobi v'ar l'idei, u'chim of ha'ketzez v'herez b'nei, v'shasmile, sh'unene v'dova. Now what is that? He mentions Dorich. Uchinov haketiz vaheres nebi shasmile. Does it involve an Isser of Shabbos? Of kolaterikule, of kolaterikule. Yishomuch negatzaras. So he mentions explicitly. He spells it out. The Doruch is mati of psikreishan liich beslein shor yisurim to. Uchinov haketiz vaheres nebi shasmile. Shunene bidomo. Avo psikreishan lovi vare dechavet. ואחר הקיצל בהרד ושסמילה, שאיננו בדובו מוטון לחתחיל, ואפילו איסור את רבון עומלט, היו כחובי יספוקו בפישטו, מוטר להוסיר התקק וליקח מן יין לשבס, אף על פי שאי אפשר, בישור שנגיל התקק מן הפישטו, שהוא במוק עם בר הזה, שלו יסרי, ויהב לפסיכי שמאחה שאיננו בסחיתה, זו ישעיה ליף לאורץ הזמות. ונראה דלב ראי, So he says, so first he mentions the Oruch. That the Oruch is matir av haketzes v'heres bnei b'shasmile. He is matiret because it's a psikrei shelich beslei, and that's not Shabbos. That's kol haterikule. But then he says, v'nirad l'avrayim. Do de omar ochel itzchich edo v'bare dechavre. The lovely and isa l'chatre. So he could say, because this Gemara accords with Rav Shimon Shite of Melochash and Tzricho Ligufo Yisporta. Estesa says Daf Kuf Beis. And Estesa says Daf Ayin Hei. And Estesa says Daf Gimu in Shabbos. The Psikre Shel Yich Pesla is considered Mishav Mid Raise. But all these Gemoras, like Kam Be'ar Adidei, Kam Be'ar Adichavre, and the Gemara Daf Ayin Hei, Daf Yitzot Chalos No Peitei, Kol Kam Shan Hoche, Kol Kam the Loimeis, So Tesis says, because all these Gemores accord with Rav Shimon's other aloche of Melocha Shein Tzricha Legumpo. But then Echaname, Tzitresha Lichbesli, is considered Mischavi Midrais. The Rosh doesn't say it. He says, V'nira Dlab Rai, V'yoma Dhoma Rocha Litzchir Dovid Bara Dechavre, Dlab V'nimisa Lechatchir Lekomachti, V'novid Bara Dedei, V'novid Bara Dechavre. Elin Chiyof Chatos, Upota Komachti, V'goch Ha'ayre, Abul V'nimisa Rafiul Rav Shimonos Lechatchir Lekomachti, V'nirabun Afo Kishin Edem. And it's not mashma that the Rosh means, because Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufo is muter, is also Merabona. It's mashma that Midrai say it's muter on the score of Doma Shein Nischavim, but Midrabona it's considered Nischavim. It's considered Nischavim. Alright. And all that the Gemara says over there, Kambar Lechavre, there is no Chiyuv Chatos, but in Ochaname Midrabona it's also. So that's like Teis Shitei Mitzvot Avot. Vei Dei Virai Boruch. So there is a stira. So right now you have a stira between the Rosh in Shmini Shvatzim. So he says that the Oruch only applied, the Divrei Oruch only applied to Shabbos, not to Shomer Surim. And here he mentions in the name of the Oruch that Ava Ketzel Baheres Mnei B'Shas Mileh. So that is Osea, because it's expression in the Nichalei. Masha'in Kein Nifenacher is Ketzel Baheres B'Shas Mileh. It's Muter, because it's Lo'ir Pesle. So there is a stir. Now let's see. Let's proceed. V'nire the last ray. The whole the Omer Rochel Mitzrich Dovid Bar the Chava Mitzrichat Chilekoma. V'no the Bar the V'no the Chava Lichiv Chatos Upota Kamaflik. Lichiv Chatos Upota Kamaflik. V'lo Chayra Mitzrich Afu Gavshim Mitzrichat Chilekoma Rav Shimon. V'ei Devi Ray Baruch. V'no the Omer Kamo Fei Kol Ezad Bilei. V'abai Alid Rav Shimon. Now that seems to be a very strong kashya there though. V'abai Alid Rav Shimon. Hay Bosa Mayovid Lei. Omer Rav Mishar Shiye. V'ei Merav Yaben Lokit Bar Ezmei Komechav. So Avol Yave Acher is Mutal Lechatchil. Avol Gam Dipsikreishu. The Efsha. So the Acher can do it because and the father is not allowed to be mal the child. Why? So the Oruch explains it. If the father will be mal the child, then it will be Psikreishu Michalei. If an Acher will be mal the child, it will be Psikreishu Deloich Meslei. So it's actually time Shneyen. So Mimele there is no Heter of resorting to Tchiyeh when it can be done without recourse to Tchiyeh. Alright. Avo, Yav Acher, Mutal Chatchilah for the Acher. Avo Kavda Mitzreishu, Diev Shalom Ibu Tzis Averes, Me'achah Shineni Bidova. Al Mitzishor Rav Shimon, Tzikreishu Bidova Shineni. So, that is the Rai of the Oruch. So the Oruch himself, the Rosh mentions that the Oruch applies his deen to Kolateriku. So again, it's the same stira. Ve'in a Rai. So he says, Dehod Ibu Yashas Al Mitzreishu Rav Shimon. Hay bosa mayovid lei lekoy amaskon di sova rabai di mit rabshim psikeshel yomos kini koma hosom di bosa di shomim rabbi sol sofer lekoy al hoda abai da mi shamim di kora mi tsrikh al rabbi da bosa shmischam mosa avo rabshim mi tsrikh ko do poli kal psikeshel yomos da kato di shomim rabbi di mit rabshim psikeshe u boy abai al di rabshim bosa mayovid lei avo maskon di mit rabshim psikeshe lo ishnav ve lo ishnache. So that's a really very strong kashe. What kind of a raya does he mention from that Gemara, because the whole Gemara, as Rashi points out, the whole Gemara has reference to Abaye before he considered to Rove. So after he considered to Rove, so the Gemara had no kashe. But the Gemara has the kashe. The Gemara has the kashe of Abaye al Yirud Rav Shimon. That means before he considered to Rove. So as long as Abaye took it for granted that Rav Shimon is matter Domesh Mishavim, even in case of Sikresh. So Hai Bosa Mayovid Lei, Amarav Amrom, Veime Yalokut Barose Yom Mishavim. So that the initial Kashe certainly has reference to Abaye before he considered to Rove. So at that time he took it for granted that even Sikresh is Muter. So why does the Torah have to tell us that it's muter to be mild a child even though he has an egetzer hasa megid? It's muter anyway without an egetzer hasa. So the Gemara says, "Beim yalokut barose yom mischav." In other words, we need a posik that even if he is mischave, so it is still muter. So then the Gemara says, "Kasha tina godeil koton ma'ikal meima." So Omer Rav Mishal she beim Rav Yabel lokut ba'eretz neikom mischav. We garland da result all his reference to Abaye before he considered Torah. So what kind of a raya is it? So as long as Abaye assumed that even secretion is muter, so of course, so then Enachia was allowed to do it. Because Enachia was certainly not mischaven to be gated in Eretz. And the father, it involved in Israel, so why should we apply Trie? Why should we resort to Trie when it's actually time Shneim? Masha'in came after Abaye considered to Rove. So then, by Psikreche, so Reb Shimon is made in the Lashon Nischavim, he's also considered Nischavim. So even Psikreche do Ichmasle. And the Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara also has reference to the case, more has reference to Abaye before he considered to Rove. So what is the Teretz? That the whole holds that the initial kashe of the Gemara had reference to Abaye before he considered to Rov. V'Abaye al Yibli Rav Shimon ha'ibosamai obidlei. So that had reference to the time that Abaye took it for granted that even Psikreishi is muta. So Rabam Romim Rokus Baros Mishav. Now the next kashe has reference al Yibli Emes. Tein Agode. So this is how the Lord played. Now only the first kashe had reference to Abaye before he considered to Rove. But the next kashe has reference to the maskone of Abaye that made Rav Shimon Psikreche. But only a psikreche, the nichale. But psikreche the liyichpesle. So Rav Shimon holds the Lashon Nischav is muter. So they now godel. Cotton, so then it's nichale. If he godel, is Mal himself. Let's say his father wasn't Mal, him when he was a Mutter. And now he's a Godel and he wants to be Mal himself. And maybe the father wasn't Mal him because he had a Negatzaras, so he was afraid to Mal him. I mean, whatever the reason. So, and now he's a Godel and he wants to be Mal himself. He wants to be Mal himself. So then, since he's a Godel, he's certainly interested in getting rid of his Nega. So it's a Psikreshe. The Nichale. So in Mele, we have to resort to a special Zeres HaKos of Halibri Emes. We have to resort to a special Zeres HaKos of Halibri Emes. Because it's a Psikreshe Nichale. But Cotton, my Yikele Meina. Cotton, when, and another male is Malin, he is not interested in curing the cotton of the Negatzaras, he's only interested in being Mikhaim the Mitzvah Smilet, that's all. So Mimele Tzipzikreshe, the Lich Beslei. So Mimele, so without the Gzera Sakosov, it should be Muter. So the Gemara, the second Kashi of the Gemara, is Alib Nemes. Not only Alib Dabaye before he considered Rove. Kot Ma'ikel Meimach, Omer Rav Mishar Shie, Be'im Ravi Aben Lokitz Baheret Gnei Kom Yishav. So in other words, when does the Torah have to resort to a special Zeres HaKosov? Only when the Avi Aben is the male. So then, but when the Nachem is the male, so the Torah doesn't even have to mention a special Zeres HaKosov because it's special Yirmeslei. It's Alib Nemes. So then the Gemara has the Kashi. This is how the Oracle explained. Alright, now let's see. So we can answer this Kashi. Vein Raya. Now again to the Rosh. Vein Raya, the Hoti Poya Shas, Alib Rav Shimon, I also my only way. We put a mask on in the Sovra Abaye, the Mid Rav Shimon, special Yom. In the Poma Hosom, because of the Shaman and Robbie Sovra. But we put a Hoda Abaye, the Mishan and the Koran in Tzricha, the Rabbi of the Tobashi Mishal Mosa, Abel Rav Shimon, the Mistrich Po, the Polika with the special Yom. The Katal Shom and Robbie Mid Rav Shimon, the Kreshe, who put a Abaye, Alib Rav Shimon, I was my only way. I will mask on the Mid Rav Shimon, the Kreshe, which now is not. They אף לדבור, מה ראי מיילי, מוצאים על מימה ורבשים על מיילי ויקיס על דרבונו, בפסיקרישה, ביניהם, דלפי לקבל את המילה. So what does it mean? אף לדבור. In other words, the Rosh also understood that this is how the Oruch explained. The Oruch understood only the first kashe to be raised by the Gemore, Alibe de Abaye before he considered to Rove. But the second kashe, so the Oruch holds is raised by the Gemore, I live in the Maskone. So boy, after the world, the second Kashi is raised even in the Maskone. Magaya Meivid, the Motzino Neymar, Rav Shimon Meivid, in Kings of Rabbonon, Bipsikreishe, Dineme, Dinfeire, Kabbalah, the Mila, the Ashkom Yisrael, Rav Shimon, 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 And then he says, Veidi v'raibo v'modom v'pirpo v'shakidesh v'tzoyim v'shokum v'barza v'lo midrashim v'sikreishe v'achshin ha'ene muta v'shimtzor v'chtichas ha'les kokach v'nerayet v'mishipir sh'rashi shom sh'in derech hefshet v'kach v'kisure v'idish v'forim v'chtishok v'barza in zeir sh'in v'glas kameye Veidi v'raibo מהי דיסוק הפרק הוא רבות, אותו לרבון הוא נמעטים ביונטר, משמעותו רבשים אינו אמרו ממעטים, פירש עם והודס, שפייסלן יסי. So the hodes sometimes has a certain fruit on it. So as long as it has the fruit, you cannot use it on sukkes for the mitzvah. But if you take off the fruit from the hodes, so then you can use it for mitzvah. So a ממעטים ביונטר, you're not allowed to take off the fruit on יונטר. Why? Because it's מסקים מונה. It's like, it's like מהמלוח. Because until you take off the food, it cannot be used for a Hodesh on Mitzvah, and when you take off the food, it can be used. So it's Misakimone. Mishamolez Rav Shimon Omu Ma'ati, Pir Sham Di Hodesh, Shepeis Leisei, Upor Lop Misakimone, Umishane, that Rav Lezer, so he says, Umishane Hoch Maskinu Shalikto Lachile, Vidoroshi Mishrav Muta, and Rav Lezer Rav Shimon agrees with his father, Rav Shimon, the Dovah Shalim Mishrav, in his Muta. But the question is, it's a Psikreishe. So that's again a riot, that Psikrei Shaloyich Pesloin is mood. Upor Vavai Vrom Dam Tavai Mirashim Psikrei Shaloyomus Umshane Lo Yitzchika Diyisra Yishan Achite Umeach Hashem Emeene is mood. So why if it's Yisra Yishan Achite? So the if less Lo Yishan Achite it's Psikrei Shaloyim Yirale. Because without that he won't have a Hodesh on Mitzvah, but if he has other Shainis available, other Hadassim available. So Memele, so then it's Psikrei Shaloyich Pesloin, so that's so then he says, V'yesh litchez the mitzvah shani. Mitzvah shani. So, in other words, so what does it mean, mitzvah shani? So that means, that again, as he said before, because after the growth of Ma'arav Chayim Meir, he was in the name of Rav Shimon Meir, he kissed the Rabbah. So, Meir, Mishum mitzvah of Dalet meaning, so the Chachomim Omatia. But, or normally, if there is no work in mitzvah, so it's also the Rabbah. So he says, הנה המקים לרבשים אין סובדו שמסחר במותם נתירה, הוכה, אבל גם אם סקרי שאו, הוא יודיס להכי נשאור לרבשים, נשאור יהיה צורך לזה שתיקן, ואם לא ימיר זה לא יתיקן כלי, אבל רב יהודה, תדובה שמסחר במותם, יהיה צורך לא להכי סברה לסה, וישארין אף רבי פשנה חיתה, וידי וראי, לדבורוב מאוד אמר בזרוח, so again, now that's כל התאר יקורת, בשביל כל התודר, המסנד לפי היה ימי ומוזרו פרל גבי אישים, הוא פור ירבוק המחבא, הוא מתו לו כרבשים אין דום הדובר שמסחר במותה, ויחד לו גל דעמי פסיק ראישים, ואי אפשר לזרו לפרל גבי אישים, של ירבה, מה פי רבשים אין להתחיל למה חשנן? So he again points out, the דור וחמן שס כמה וכמה ראיינס ועם כל התריקולה, ויש לו יתחיס, ואי אפשר שיהיה פה הרצי המרוך, that's what Jesus says, so it's not a פסיק ראישי עוד לגבי, או ילבורת, ואי תקושה, ופירו שעורף, דומטיס מוסה בשבס, להיץ מנוליך את פוטר אבל עושה, אילו אב משמצר בגופה, אף על פי בעניין בבנין הפסח, וגם נסחר בבנין הפסח, אבל כי בבעום ידיץ עליך, וגם קושה ממחת לכבס הקיץ, ומוכל סנן כבשום על צורגו פוטר, דווקא משמצר, ואף אגב גם נסחר בעשרות לא לסחר. So, the ראש, אם שמינו שחוצים יסי, say what he said. So, yeah. So even without the Rav Chaim, we have to explain the Rosh and to reconcile the two Rosh. The Rosh is in the Shrotim and the Rosh in Perek HaBeit. Now let's see. What's the Rosh in here? What does the Rosh is in the Shrotim discuss? He discusses the case of Sheise Keisha Likorin. Of Sheise Keisha, where a man wants to drink Keisha Likorin because of jaundice. But Agavurche, it has the effect of making himself stir. So the Shilta says, according to Rav Shimon, it's muta. According to Rav Shimon, it's muta. Why is it muta? Why does the Shilta say that according to Rav Shimon, it's muta, even though it's a psikreishe? So the Shilta, obviously the Shilta also agrees in the Shita of the Oros. So that's why the Shilta says that according to Rav Shimon, it's muta. Because it's a psikreishe, the Lich, it's like the Lich. So when the Rosh is chelik, so that means the Rosh is chelik on the Or Shite. Of Sikreishe, Loibich Pesloib Loibichalei, that it's muter, even lechatchil. That it's muter, even lechatchil. So what is the Rosh Shite? That Sikreishe Loibich Pesloib, Lechol Apoches, is also on the Rabot. And then he says, V'loishayche kam didri balor, the Omar Yosar Rav Shimon Psikreishe, Elohecha Demichalei. So the sheet of the Oruch has no application here. He doesn't say Viloyomar Oruch the Mutter. Viloyomar Oruch the Mutter El Gabi Shabbos. He doesn't say that. That he couldn't say because in Perek Habeinu he mentioned in the name of the Oruch that it's Mutter Lechatchile, even in Kolat Erekule. But the Lashon of the Rosh is Viloy Shaykh Kan Divrei Baal Oruch. So the Divrei Baal Oruch has no application here. So in other words, because it is in line with what he said in Perek Habeinu. First of all, the Rosh in Perek Habeinu said that the rayos of the Oruch are no rayos. The rayos of the Oruch are no rayos. And he says, Beit Afli Vidvoro, Marayim Meivi Dimotzinu Meimah B'Rapshinem Meivi Dikis Al-Rabbonon B'Psikrei Shedinene. So in other words, even if we accept the rayas of the Oruch, all the rayas of the Oruch, what's the rayas of the Oruch? So there is one raya from Zalfi Yayin of Gabrishi. Zalfi Yayin of Gabrishi. So we can accept the raya as far as the rayas is concerned. And then the Rabbon we can say, like Teisves, in Ksuves, what does Teisves in Ksuves say about the raya of Mizalfi Yayin of Gabrishi? So one possibility is there it's not in the Psikresha, and the other possibility is because since Psikresha Lichpesle is only awesome the Rabbonon, so Mishu Mitzvah of Nisu Chayayin, so the Chachomim Muamatia. So this is what the Rosh means in Perek Habeinu. And he says, Vein af lidvorof marayim meivid, motzino neima rabshim meivid, ki yisar rabonon, bisikrei shedei nene. Mit rabonon mitzosa. So memeile bimokin mitzvah, the Chachomim dispense to the rabon. But that does not mean that without imokin mitzvah, that lechatchile yitzmut arim mit rabon. So in other words, so the Rosh in Perek Habeinu first of all said, that there is no raya, the raya is no raya, and then he said, no, that even if we mention, we accept all the rayas, so it's only a raya that there is no inside raya, even if we accept the raya of Aradidei Aradechavre, and we say that this does not, this Gemara doesn't accord with other dinokhapshim and boshin tzrich legupo, as Teisa says, but we say that it accords just with the one din of Rav Shimon, of Doshin Mishav, so it's still not a raya, it's mutal chatchila, it's only a raya that mid raya psikreshul yichpeslei is considered in mishavim, but mid rabbanon it's considered mishavim. This is okay. So the mele now. What did we see in Rashi? Tafayne. In Rashi we see that Rashi is definitely chelik alishitas oruch. And not only in regard to the Rabbanon, but even in regard to the Raise, he is chelik al Shitas Oruch. And Rashi Tafayne says that v'chi meide Rav Shimon meide l'yichpesto. So when is Rav Shimon meide? And that it's considered mischav meide Raise if it's l'yichpesto. But if, so then it's considered in mischav even in Shabbos, it's considered mischav even by Shabbos. But in the case where it's lenichale, where it's kosher, like in the case of Tzot Chalozim that they say, where he's unhappy about the mitzvah nishom of the Chalozim, so then Reb Shimon is made that he's poter. Why is he poter? Nah, because it's not in Lechas Machshevetz. So in other words, Rashi Shite is that in Kol Ateri Kule, Psikrei Shedelo Yichpes Bein, Lo Yichpes Lei Bein, Lo Yichale, in Kol Ateri Kule, you don't have the concept of Lechas Machshevetz. So Rashi Shite is that in Kol Ateri Kule, so Bein, let's say, regarding the love of Sirus, of Baal Tzichem Lissasuki. So, and the love of let's say, of Ishamul Chobnei Gatzaraz. So in Kol Ateri Kule, Rashi Shite is that Psikrei Shedelo Yichpes Lei, and even Psikrei Shedelo Yichale, or it's Koshale, is considered Mishav Mamish Medarais. But Gabi Shabbos Psikrei Shel Yichpeslei is Chayev, but Psikrei Shel Nichalei is Poter because of Melechas Machshevetz. Gabi Shabbos. Now let's see a certain mirror. In Perek Habeinu. The mirror and that could be. Deck to you. The hour of the day and hour of the half. So you'll see, I mentioned that time once that the Miri says what Reb Chaim Tisson. Now, so there on the Sugye, that Kuk Gimel, the Sugye of Hobah Hour of the Day, Hobah Hour of the Half. זה שבעלמא דמשנה, שכל שאין לתאר אז במלוכה הנמשכת, מסמלוכה של היתר, אין בית דין פסיק רשע, גדיל הרבונים אמרו שמכל מוקים איסא יש, וכמישהו אמרו, שהוא עד גדיל הרבונים, דז דשיטה אופטייס וסקסובץ, וכמישהו אמרו, פרק שחוטר, חייסד מזייסד, עושה להדוקה דיום המתוקן, שמרדות מססייד מס... So Chayzad in Zayse means that the Nenosh Menesh Chotzim Sol Segimong Subes, in other words, suppose you have a Chavyas, and then you have a hole, and then, oh, you have an opening in the Chavyas, and then you want to plug it with a rag, and the rag has absorbed liquids. So in other words, you're not allowed to plug it, to cover it, to stuff it up, the hole or the opening with this rag, with this rag. So, why? So how the state says Xuvis explain it? Because if you take a rag that absorbs, let's say wine or whatever it is, so then you are necessarily going to squeeze out some of the juice that was absorbed in it. So even though it's a psychration with the slave, but no, it's also good. ופיר שהם משום סחיתה, ואף לרפשים יש הפסיכי שהוא, ואף על פי שהם לא ענוי בכך, מכל מוקים עושה הוא. זו איתו סם לרבון על הכל התרפשים הם, ורב יהודה חיית, ורב יהודה ישראל, וכן בפרק תלו, ולהם כאילו יש עבוד עבוד לפומה, תשישה, ואף על פי שהם סחסו כפרק הוא לפומו, הודו שענו ופנירו במולו, פוסל מי אתם כושר ממתי יונטר, כשהוא רבה זה רפשים נאמו, ממתי, ויקשור ובסה כמונה, ותיר צהוך מהסכים כשלוקנו להכיל, כלומר שהם מסחב ומתיקו, תרבה זה רב שמעון סובר לקעבועי, דומדומה של מסחב ומותר, ויהי קשור במי לרב שמעון סקחי אישה, ותירס לא יצריכם בלי תלישה מאחיתה, תלימה ונצורך ויסתיק נענים שכוננו, ונמצוא של רב שמעון כל שבדר הזה מותר לך תחילה, אפשר שמיצרו, או בעל מוסה. So the חכומים הוא אמרתה, בצירך מיצר, but like this, without מיצר, יצור סבן רבון, פסיקחי של נכנס להם, ואף על פי שבמילה לא יתירו אף לשבוס, כמו שבאנו בפרק על הגובו, או שם או בזו, ואף על פי שבמילה לא יתירו אף לשבוס, So, Oishemo Bezu, Hoyu Vyesh Lishana Taras, Hoyu Vyesh Lishana Achite, Eimbez a Dikin Cloud, Sharein to Tikin Zebiguva Kuli, so the Rosh also said the other Taras, El Tikin Tzvosa in the Eimbe, Sharein Tzorik, Vchenik, Yahobe Al Mosa, or Rabbi Dechaye, Sharein Tzchukulim Abuzu, Virabshim Rabshim and Sobra, Rabshim and Sobra Kavue, Vatam, Sharabi Dechaye, Sidor Shimishab, Kimishab, Vahal Kimishab, Hach, Vichim Vichitik, Holy Shabbos, Vihuba Malayim, Apple Pishin Tzorik, Vach, Yechaye, חטוס מסך סקריסס ורב שמעון פטר ויש מפורשים שרב שמעון מטל חתחילה תזור שי ומפורשים איסר מסוכחייסן וזייסן משום בין וכמישום הוא מוכנחה שהביאו די כמכירו ואני נהיה יכולים לוחזו שלא יתאם גופן את כמכימו ויש לו צד אחר בלי פסיקרי שי שנימות עליך חתחילה So how does he pass? He passes like things facing students that פסיקרי שי זה לא יחפס להי according to רב יהודה who holds דובר שני מסחבי דובר שני מסחבי in kol atir kol yischayef if without the tzikreishe but by Shabbos without the tzikreishe it's muta medraise it's awesome the rabbonon but if it is the tzikreishe then it will be chayef even by Shabbos this is exactly what Rav Chaim says but the kol Rav Shimon tzikreishe lo yich beslei is awesome the rabbonon and it's muta v'yeish loch tadache b'dim tzikreishe שהוא מוטה לחתחיל לרב שמעון ולרב יהודה פוטה והוא כשהמלוכה הנגררס ממנו כושר על דרך מה שקוסו, מה שנאמר, בפרק ועל גודל, וחמוד איזה נשומת ועדיף עליה, ואף על פי שבאיזה שמועי מיפותיה אמרו, מודה לא יאמרו, טעם הדובר מפני שיש מלוכת חרס עמו, ושאומר לך איזה משלטו זה שומת, הו כל שהטריצים לחסתר, ונקררס ולחסיסה, שהיא כושר לי, מודה לך תחילה, ואם כן, so what did he say? So he said, ואם כן גאה עודו, אפילו פסיכי שקים דילם בייסה, שהחריץ כושר לי, ואם נצריכים למה שפירש דיל הרבונים, שהפגדילים בפסיכי ש, ואם אחרי שחות אלוהים ממש אומר פרקטיינים, בכל חוף נסקים לחוץ מכיכסת וגרותיקן, שעושה משום קרירה, ואז מכל מוקים כושר לי, כי אפשר אחרי תצורו, מכל מוקים ניחה לי, ובאי שניצח צריך הסקלי, ונוזר שניסה לי כניחה לי בעשור הסנימי, נמצא לי שתזו שכל פסיכי ש, שהדובר כושר לי, מותר לי לחתחילה, ואף לדעס רב יהוד, ואם אין אדום הכושר לי וכן עיני אחלי מותר לך תחילה לרב שמעון ואם אין אדום הכושר לי וכן עיני אחלי מותר לך תחילה לרב שמעון ולרב יהודה חייב ואם אין אדום עיני אחלי וצורך לי חייב אף לרב שמעון So the mirror says as follows that if it's a psychiatrist לא יחפש לי so according to רב שמעון if it's a psychiatrist לא יחפש לי so according to רב יהודה ישראל according to Rav Shimon Mitzvah of Rabbo, if it's Pskreishe, that is kosher, so then it's Mutal Chatchile, according to Rav Shimon. So the Miri distinguishes between Pskreishe Lo Yichbesle and Pskreishe Lo Yichale. The Pskreishe Lo Yichbesle is Midraise Mutal. But mit Rabbonon it's also like Teifa Shittim Shulis Afloh, that Pskreishe Lo Yichbesle is considered a Mischav Midraise. But mit Rabbonon is considered Mischav. It's considered Mischave. So in Kolatei Kule it is also. And why does the Gemara say in Zvochim Daf Tzadik Aleph Mizal Fi Yair Adab Yishim, because Mishum Mitzvah of Nisuch HaYayin, so the Chachomim won't matter. But like this, it's also Midrabonot. It's also Midrabonot. So since Midrai say it's Muter, and the score of Doshim Mishav, still the Chachomim Asatet in Kolatei Kule. Because Midrabonon it's considered Mishavim, so maybe the Chachomim didn't make any distinction between Shabbos and Cholisoy. Masha'in came, Gabit Psikreshe Doloi Michale, what it's Koshale, like Tzot Chalozein or Peitze, so then it's Muter even Lechatchile. Why is it Muter even Lechatchile? So the answer is as follows. Because the Miri agrees with Rashi. What does Rashi say in connection with Tzot Chalozein or Peitze? That it is Muter, that it is Poter, on the score of Melechus Machsheves, because it's not in Melechus Machsheves. And when does Rav Shimon say that it's considered Mischavin and Mischayev? Only by Psikreshe Lichbesle. But Psikreshe, Lichalei, where it's Koshalei, then it's inconsistent with Melechus Machsheves. So I explained it in the previous year, on the basis of the Gemara in Krisis of Shochach Laket Melibe. So we see that Melechus Machsheves implies two types of Misasek. One type of Misasek, where it's an unconscious act, like somebody has, let's say, in his back pocket a wallet, and he walks outside in the Rishus Rabim on Shabbos, he's not aware that he's carrying, so it's an unconscious act. So the element of Yidia is lacking. That's one type of misasik. And then there is another type of misasik where the element of Rotzen is lacking. When is the element of Rotzen lacking? Where it's kosher, but where it's indifferent. Indifferent doesn't mean that the element that he doesn't want it. Is indifferent. So in Meile, the element of Rotzen is not lacking. So in other words, so that means that Melechus Machsheves implies two requirements. One requirement is the element of Yedia, the other element is the element of Rotzen. But it doesn't imply the prerequisite of Kavanah. The Rashba Shita is that it implies the prerequisite of Kavanah. But other Rishonim hold, it only implies the element of Yedia and the element of Rotzen. So, if it's a psychosis, shekoshalei, loy nichalei, so then, by Shabbos, so is poter, even according to Rashi, who is chelikador, because of a meleches machsheves. Now, the Miri agrees with one concept of Rashi, the concept that where it's loy nichalei, it's koshalei, so it's inconsistent with meleches machsheves, the Miri agrees with that Rashi. But the other Rashi, that Reb Shimon holds that he is chayev, by psychation with Yachbeslei, in Kolatere Kule. So, including Shabbos, once we assume that Mohashin Tzrihul Gupo is Chayev. So, that, with that din of Rashi, the Miri doesn't agree. So, Mele, according to the Miri, so, by psychation with Yachbeslei, so, is Muter by Shabbos for one reason. Why? Because of the general din. Because it's Mohashin Mishav, so it's Muter Nator. Psychation with Yachbeslei by Shabbos, is Mutar min HaTorah on Shabbos for two reasons. First of all, because of the general principle, Yesh B'chol Mosayim Bane, so Psikreishe Doloi Nichalei is as effective as Psikreishe Doloi Yichbeslei, in Kol HaTorah Kole. And then, if it's Doloi Nichalei, not only Doloi Yichbeslei, so it's Mutar min HaTorah Gabi Shabbos because of the specific Shabbos thing, because it's not in Meleches Machsheves, because the element of Rotzen is lacking. And also because Kavone is lacking, the general din of Kavone, of Kolatere Kule. Now, Teisves, in Ksuves says, in the Sugi of Bilos Mitzvah, that hey, so Teisves says in Ksuves that where, let's say, one Doroshin Mishav, not with the beauty. So, in Kolatere Kule, is high. If he knows, he will straighten out his hair with his hands, and he'll tear out hair, he'll be higher Malkus, he'll be as well. So, but in Shabbos he is potter because it's not Melechus Machsheves. If there is no psikreish, Masha'in came, if it's in Melechus Rabbonon, if it's in Doroshin Mishav, then we call them. So when did the Chachomim Maaseh in Melochet that is inconsistent to him, that is not in Melachas Machsheres? The Chachomim only asked that in Melochet Reis. Masha'in ki in Melochet Rabbonon words in Kalkeil. So the Chachomim didn't in Maaseh in Melochet Shein in Machsheres. So Mimele, this is the Pshat in the Miri. When the Miri says that Tzikrei Shedu Yich Peslei is Osa Mide Rabbonon, Ali Mide Rabshinim. So the pshat is very simple, because the Miri holds that midraise in kolatir kule psikrei shelo yich peslei is considered in mischap, but midrabbonon it's considered mischap. So mimele it's osam midrabbonon, and then if it is a psikrei shelo yichalei where it's koshalei, so then it would be like two derabbonons, and the chachomim didn't apply the Yisr, the Yisr, the Rabbonon of Psikrei Shedolo Yichpeslei in the Melochet the Rabbonon. Because since it's Koshalei, so Mimele it's only Melochet Rabbonon, like Mikalkul. So it's not in Melechas Machsheves. Why is Mikalkul in Melochet Rabbonon? Because it's not in Melechas Machsheves. So Teisve says that Rabbi Yude is made the Dovash in Mishav, in the Mikalkul is Mutal Chatchil. Why? Because even in Melochet Reis, the Dovash in Mishav, is only Asam Rabbanon. But the Chachomim Asa Dovash in Mishavim. So Mimele by Mikalkel, the whole Melochi is in Melochet Rabbanon, even if he is in Mishavim. So Mimele, where it's in Mishavim, so it's like Exera, the Chachomim didn't Asa. So the same is true by Psikrei Shedlo Inichalei Gashavis. So then, on account of the fact that it's Lo Inichalei, so it's not in Melechas Machsheves. Just as Melechas Mishkalkel is not in Melechas Machsheves, so if Tzikrei Shelo Inichalei is also not in Melechas Machsheves, so it's only in Melochet Rabbonon. And in addition, Yesh Bechol Mosai Monet, so Tzikrei Shelo Inichalei is also Tzikrei Shelo Yichbeslei. So for the same reason that Rabbi Yude is Matel Lechatchile, Dovah Sheni Mishavei, in Mikalkel, why? Because if it's Mikalkel, it's in Melochet Sheni Machsheves. So Mimele, Dovah Sheni Mishavei is Muter. So the same thing is true of Psikhei Shelo Inichalei. So only by Shabbos it will be there. So then it will be to the Rabbonons. Mashein ki nikola tere kule, since mid Rabbonon Psikhei Shelo Yichbesle is Oser. It's considered Mishavim. So even Psikhei Shelo Inichalei is Oser mid Rabbonon. This is the Pshat in the Rosh. But the Rosh says, "V'lo yishaycha kam dibre balor." The Omer lo osa rabshim psikrei shel yichad nichalei. What is he referring? He's referring to a case of leinichalei, taking a drink of case of koshel shel yikor. So in other words, he takes the drink in order to get a cure for jaundice. And what is the effect of it? That he becomes sterile. But he's not mischaved to become sterile. What is it? Psikrei shel yichad or psikrei shel? Of course it's Lenichalei. I mean, he's very unhappy about the fact that he'll become sterile. But to get a cure for jaundice is more important than the fact that he'll become sterile. So he chooses the lesser of the two evils. But it's a psikreishe Lenichalei. So Mimele, Gabi Shabbos. So, of course, according to the Oruch, so it's Mutal Lechatchila even psikreishe Lichbeslei. But according to what the Rosh said in Perek Abeine, that we can accept the Rayas of the Oruch. So there is one motion in the Rosh, that we can accept the Rayas of the Oruch in regard to the Raise, but not so much. So there is one motion in the Rosh, in Perek Abeine, that accepts the Oruch Shite in regard to the Raise, but he refuses to accept the Oruch Shite in Miramot. So that means, according to that Loshin in the Oruch, according to that Loshin in the Rosh, in Perek Abeine, so the Oruch's Rayes are only good Rayes vis-a-vis the Raise, but it's not good Rayes vis-a-vis the Rabbon. So Mimele, he says now, in line with that Loshin, in the Rosh in Perek Abeile, he says, Vulishaiche kan divrei Baruch. And all the rayas of the Oruch have no application here. Because even though the Oruch himself applies it to the Rabbonon too, but as I mentioned in Perek Abeine, we can accept all the rayas of the Oruch, but only in regard to the Raise, not in regard to the Rabbonon. Not in regard to the Rabbonon. So that will mean that the creation of Yichpeslei is considered mischavein in Kolatere Kule. Mil Rabbonon is considered mischavein. So mil in Kolatere Kule, there cannot be any distinction between Yichpeslei and Yichalei. Only Gabi Shabbos we can distinguish between Yichpeslei and Yichalei. Who makes that distinction, Gabi Shabbos, between Yichpeslei and Yichalei? The Miri. So the Miri says, Tzikreishel Yichpeslei Bashabes is also the Rabbonon. Why? Because he accepts the Rayas of the Oruch in regard to the Raise. But in regard to the Rabbonon, there are no Rayas from the Oruch. There are all Rayas are insufficient in regard to the Rabbonon. So the Miri Shite is that Tzikreishel Yichpeslei is considered Mischavim with the Rabbonon. It's considered any Mischavim with the Raise. And vis-a-vis Kolatere Kule, there is no distinction between Lo Yichpeslei and Lo Nichalei, because in Kolatere Kule we have no such concept as Melechas Machsheves. But Gabi Shabbos, we have an additional din of Melechas Machsheves. When does the Aloch of Melechas Machsheves apply to a case of Lo Nichalei? So then the element of Chotzin is lacking. But it doesn't apply to the case of Lo Yichpeslei. This is what the Rosh is saying. Lo Yishaychi kan divrei Baruch. ויאמר לאוס הרב שמן פסיכרישה אלא איך ומיכלי דהיינה דווקא לעין שבס ובינו מלאכס מחשבס אבל בשור איסורים לבינו מיכלי So בשור איסורים even if it's לא מיכלי it's קושלי it's still awesome the Rabbanon so ממילא a man is not allowed to drink כקלישה ליקורי even though his kavone is to get a cure for jaundice and he's very unhappy about the fact that will become sterile because according to the, in other words, this, we have two Mishenes in the Rosh in Perek Abeine. One Moshin in the Rosh in Perek Abeine is like Teis Veshite, Daf Ayin Hei, Daf Kuk Gimel, Daf Gimel in Shabbos. The other Moshin in the Rosh in Perek Abeine is like Teis Vesing Suvis. That we accept the longness of the Oruch in regard to the Raise, but we don't accept the longness of the Oruch in regard to the Rabbonon. So this, when he says here, "Mishaylech kam divrei Baruch," is in line with that Rosh in the Rosh in Perek Abeine that we accept the longness of the Oruch in regard to the Raise, but we don't accept the longness of the Oruch in regard to the Rabbonon. So, Gabi Shabbos, such a case of situation in Michalei would be mutar lechatchila because it would involve to the Rabbonons, as the Miri says. Mashein came. The Gabishon is Surim, like the Iser of Bartich and Lisasu, the Iser of sterilizing oneself. So there is no distinction between Yichpeslei and Lenichalei. So there is no, on the contrary, this is corroborates what Reb Chaim says, because the Miri Shite is based upon the longness of Reb Chaim. Now, the Rosh, here, then there is something very difficult in the Rosh. He says, V'mishaychei kam divrei Baruch, the Omar Leosar of Shimon Psikrei Shalaycha de Michalei. The Haine Davke, the Yin Shabbos, the Bino Melechas Machsheves. Avo Vishor Yisurim, the Bino de Michalei. Milipori Chashas, the Perik Oatodia, Gabi Amisnadef Yayin, Mizalfei Al Gabi Yishi, Vokam Echad, Avo Gab, the Michalei Kid. Avo Gab, the Michalei Kid. So he says, the Haine Davke, the Yin Shabbos, the Bino Melechas Machsheves. אבל בישור איסורים לא יבינון דניחלי. What's the ראייה? מלפורי חשש, מפירי כל התודיר, גם מסתד אפייה עם מסעד רבישים. So he called Nisraneel as the Kashi. Everybody has the Kashi. He mentions the ראייה from the Gemores Kashi. Let him mention the ראייה from the Gemores Teretz. That's the ראייה of the Oruch. That's the Gemores Kashi. Now, Omar Shmuel, that's the color from the days. This was Hamishnad of Yahim Ibn Zalpha Galishi. My time of a call the Yahim six sack of Nessa Hatsi. Isher Yahil Adishem. From Vokomechabe, so the more the Kashi Vokomechabe. So the first Gemara gives the Teretz Kibu Mikta Sloishme Kibu. Eini Vom Rav Nachman Ravue Hamerit Gachles Malgav Mizbeya Vichibu Chayer Yulekel Ahad Yulekel Ahad Yiboyi Sei Mekibu Misi Shana Tosh Vanitone Rav Lezer Vyake Kibu Shinoso Teo Vitrem Yochel Yir Vitrem Avel Yirbe Shana Osom Defri Yossi Vinota Toshma Yain Kidim Rav Kibu Lisvolim Shemen Kidivrei Rav Tav Mishim Voi tanye, yai nesach nisvol im ayo rishi, amret lo yivke, lo ikashe, ho Rab Yudah or Rab Shimon. So the Gemara says that Shmuel accords with Rab Shimon. So he mentions a raya neged aruch, because why does the Gemara ask ikashe? Against Shmuel, vokom mechabe, but it's a creation of Yichbe Slei. But the answer is that the terrace of the Gemara, that Shmuel agrees with Rav Shimon. And before, so when the Gemara had the kasha, the Gemara didn't know that Shmuel agrees with Rav Shimon. So this is the kasha that they ask against all. That they ask against all. So in other words, what's the pshat in the Rosh? So the Rosh holds that if the halacha had been that psikreishad loyich beslei, psikreishad loyich beslei is mutal gamrei is midrabon, so then there couldn't be any shaklev italia between the makshim and the talz. If psikreishad loyich beslei is considered mamish in Israel, so mele even the makshim would have known that it's mutar according to Rav Shimon. Why did the Makshin ask Ikashe Vokamechabe? Didn't the Makshin understand that Shmuel can agree with Rav Shimon? So obviously the Makshin assumed that Psikreishal Yichbesle is Osa. The Makshin knew that Psikreishal Yichbesle is Osa. The Makshin knew that it was a double poshut that Psikreishal Yichbesle is Osa, is Bimtzias Osa. But the Makshin didn't know that the reason as to why everybody passes that Psikreishal Yich Beslei is Osa is because Midrabonon is Osa. So Memele, yes, the Kashe, Vokam Echad. So then comes the Gemara Steretz and says, no, Shmuel agrees with Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon holds Lava Shem Mishaven, his mut. Psikreishal is considered Mishaven. But Midrash say when is Psikreishal considered Mishaven, only Psikreishal, the Nichal. Mashenkin, if it's psychological yich beslei, midraise, it's not considered mischave. But with Rabbonon, it's considered mischave. So since it's negeh, the mitzvah of mischayayin, so the name of the Chachomim doesn't apply as the Rosh himself in one Roshin, in Perek Avin itself, in regard to the other eyes. So we could say the same thing. So that was the chiddush of the Tarts. But the Makshin didn't know that. But the Makshin knew that it's Osir. That's why the Makshin asked. But if the halacha had been that Psikreishad Lich Beslei is Mutal Chatchile, so the Makshin would have known that. The Makshin didn't know it in. The Makshin knew it in. But we can say the Makshin didn't. The Makshin knew the din that Psikreishad Lich Beslei is Osir. But the Makshin didn't know that it's only Osam the Rabbanon. So the Makshin thought it's Osam the Raisi. So maybe if it's Osam the Raisi, it cannot be matter because of mitzvah. So that was the chiddush by the Tarz. But if we are going to say like the Oruch, that it's Mutal Chatchile, how come that the Makshin didn't know that din? This is, so in Palabatish, what we have to say, that pshat in the Rosh. But on the contrary, according to this Rosh, so that this Rosh corroborates the oneness of Reb Chaim. Because otherwise, it will be in conflict with what the Rosh says in Perek Avin. Now, so Reb Chaim says that the Rambam Shita is like the Rosh. I mentioned that we don't have to say that the Rambam Shita is like the Rosh completely. We don't have to say that because it could be that the Rambam only agreed the Rambam Shita is like Tesis Iksuris. He agrees with the Oruch in regard to the Raise, but he does not agree with the Oruch in regard to the Rabbonon. As a matter of fact, you can be even Midaik from a certain Rambam that the Rambam holds that mit der Rabbonon, so psikreishon nichpes leizosa. But you can still say Reb Chaim's Lomdes, because as far as the Gemara of Makis Mutz is concerned, the Gemara in Krites of Chetik Yecholim, there it doesn't matter whether it's also mit der Rabbonon or not. Rambam in Perik Chov Beis of Shabbat Halacha Yud Gimel says as follows: Haneitil Sar Migufo Adam Chayev Mishim Gezis Lifichoch Oso Lir Chaitzes Hayodayim Bidobo Shemesir Es Asar Vaday Kigin Olo V'Chayetzene. So he says you cannot use the kind of salt that will certainly remove the hair on the hand. Remove the hair on him. Now, he's not mischavik, but it's a psikreish. It's a psikreish. Now, if it is, now, is it a nichalei or it's not nichalei? In a stam, it's not nichalei. I mean, why should he care whether he has hair on his hand or not? Every man has hair on his hand. So why should he care? As a matter of fact, it even involves a shaila, whether a man is allowed to shave off the hair on his hand. It might involve an Isra of Liyilbash. But why should he? So minastam, it's Lo'ich Pesle. It's Lo'ich Pesle. So, now, if the Rambam Shite had been, but if it's not a psikreishe, so why is it Osa? So it's a Galashin Mishab. And if it is a psikreishe, if the Rambam Shite is like Teisves in Shabbos, Daf Gimel, Daf Ein Hei, Daf Kuf Gimel, that it's also in the Reise, it's Kassim Mishab in the Reise. So why does he say Oser? The Rambam mentions the Klal at the beginning of the Shabbos, that wherever he says in the Shabbos Oser, it means it's only Osam Rabbanon. There is no Chayiv Chatos. So here it's not Chayiv Chatos. Why isn't it Chayiv Chatos? And the Rambam Shit Paskins like Rav Yude, that Melocha Shin Tzachil Gufo is Chayiv. So why does he say there is no Osam Reise? So if we say that the Rambam agrees with all Shite in regard to the Reise, but he is chelik in regard to the Rabbonon. He is chelik in regard to the Rabbonon. Some male we can understand. Because he's here, he's in a mischave. It's a crazy case. But it's loyuk pesleh. Because if it will be nichalei, it will involve a shiloh from Yilvash. In shaving off the hair off on his hand. Some male, it's only Osam Rabbonon. But that has nothing to do with what Reb Chaim says on the Rambam. All that we have to say in the Rambam is that he agrees with all slumdes in respect to the rice. But as far as the Rabbonon is concerned, it's mashma from this Rambam that it's also not. Now, then there might be another raya. Because one of the rayas of the Oruch is the Gemara of Mizalki Yain al Gavi Yoishi. So the Gemara says Shmuel agrees with Rav Shimon that Dorshen Mischave in his mood. Now let's see what the Rambam says about that in the Pirush HaMishnah. In the Pirush HaMishnah, at the end of Perik Asiri of Zvot, in the Pirush HaMishnah. So the Rambam also has that kash. How can Shmuel say Mizalfin Yain al Gabo Yishin? Why? Because Dorshen Mischave, but in Rav Shimon, in Psikreishev, in Yom. So the Rambam gives two terutzim. One terutz is the same terutz as Tetzis. Efshar she yisreik al karka mizbeach, not on the fire. And then he gives another terutz. Vishemoteima. Behechach yispoel is a psikreishe. Ki bisho shezirik hayayin al mizbeach. Yirbei se behechach. Vo yikya biyodeinu meidah rapshim in psikreishe. O yomus. Da shein mischabe behechach. ולפי שמעט מן היין, מן המים ועדים אליהם, מן הדבורים המגרורים, בשזר כניסון על האיש, הגדי לו, אימך וניסון, רק איך או איש מילא את איסון, וניצחו, ועד שאפשר שיזרק על קרקע מזבח לצי סייצים, שלו נשרפת עין. So, what? So the Rambam gives two terutzim. Now, the first Eretz is sounds strange, but he doesn't give neither Eretz. Is the Eretz of the Och? But the Rambam gives it Och. Why doesn't he mention the Och Eretz? The answer is the Rambam doesn't agree with the Och completely. He agrees with the Och in regard to the Raise. So regarding Mapis Mose, there it says it's Muter, because since with Raise it's considered any Mishram, only with Rabbonim, especially if it's considered Mishram, so Mishum Tzar, the Gufe, the Chachomim, or Matir, this Rabbonim. Just as Rav explains the Aloha of Mapis Mose, that it is Muter on the basis of Lochash and Tzrich Legufo. He couldn't explain it on the basis, as Rav Chaim explains, on the basis of Dovashin Mishavim, because Rav Paschus like Rav Yehuda in Kolater Kole. The Dovashin Mishavim is Chayv in Kolater Kole. So true, Gabi Shabbos, without a Psikreche, he's Poter, because that's not Mashavis, but where there is a Psikreche, even if it's a Psikreche, he should be Chayv, as the Miri says. Just one second. So, but Rav Paskins, on one hand the Paskins like Rav Yehuda, Dovash and Mishavim is Chayim Kolater Kole, and on the other hand the Paskins like Rav Yehuda, like Rav Shimon, the Dov Lochash and Tzrichuli Gufo is Potter, but it should be also the Rabbanon. So since it's Negi Etzar the Gufe, so that's why Mapis Mose is Muter. So Mapis Mose, the Rambam Paskins, is Muter. But he couldn't explain the Gemara of Mizalf in Yain al Gabo Yishin on the basis that since it's only Osam the Rabbonim, Tzikresh al-Yichpesle is considered any Mishrave mid Raise. It's only considered Mishrave mid Rabbonim. So Mimele, it is Muter Mishum Mitzveh. Teisve says that. That this is the Rabbonim is dispensed. The Chachomim made a special dispensation in regard to that Yisrael Rabbanon, Bimokim Mitzvah. But the Rambam doesn't agree with that. Since when are we matir and Yisrael Rabbanon Bimokim Mitzvah? But Bimokim Tzare, we are certainly matir, we are even matir. Rav is even matir, the Yisrael of Melocha Shenitzrich Oligufo, the Yisrael Rabbanon of Melocha Shenitzrich Oligufo, Bimokim Tzare. So it's a raya from this Rambam. That the Rambam does not accept the Shita of the Oruch completely, even without the Rabbanon. But we still can accept Reb Chaim's Lomdes, that the Rambam accepts the Lomdes of the Oruch in regard to the Reis. But the Rambam, we have to understand the Rambam's first Eretz. What is the Rambam's first Eretz? The Rambam says, Vadim Da, the first Eretz. The second Eretz, we understand, it's not a Psikreishe altogether. But what's the first Eretz? He says, the first Eretz, he says, Da sheinu mischabe behechrech lifi shemat min hayayin oya hamayim ve'adein elohem min hadvorim hanikrim v'shezir k'neisen alei shagdei lo ei mechabe meison rakeach o eish milayi teison v'neitzcho. What does it mean? What does it mean? Does it mean it's not a psikreishe? So let him say that it's not a psikreishe. There's a second sentence. So it is a psikreishe. But he says, Ma'at min hayayin o yamayin v'adim lehem, then it will not extinguish. What the Rambam is saying in the first lashon in the Pirush HaMishnah is the following. In other words, when you pour wine, you don't pour wine with one stroke. You pour, there are many acts. It's done in a series of acts. You pour, even though Rashi says that the Shmuel is matir even to pour it, be tipping gases. But that's the mitzvah of Nisach HaYayin. Not to pour, with one flush. But you have to pour it. Tipes, you can pour it with tipes gases, not afke tipes dakes. But it's not done with one stroke. It will not even be mikayim the mitzvah if you'll do it, if you'll spill it the way you spill, dirty water into the sewer. It will not be mikayim the mitzvah. You have to do it. The mitzvah of Nisach HaYayin is to be minaseich in a series of acts, not with one stroke. Not with one stroke. So he says, it's true, that when you are minaseh the yayin, so you keep on pouring, it might take, let's say, a minute or two, or a minute or so, to pour all the wine on the mizbeach. So only after you have concluded all the acts in the series, so then you will necessarily extinguish the fire of Mizbeach. But every single act in the series by itself does not involve a psikreshi. So, in Meile, that's not in situation. I mean, how do I get to that proposition? So, I heard from my father a certain Teretz and a Rambam in Nozia. And with that he saw it, so I realized that this is the Pshat in the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah. Now, the Gemara says, Nozir chayfif u'mefaspeis, Nozir can straighten out his hair with his hands, avolini seri b'masrik. Why b'masrik not? So because kol aserik l'hosir nimim hamdoldolim komechav. Nimim hamdoldolim komechav. What does nimim hamdoldolim mean? Nimim hamdoldolim means hair that is, most of it is already detached, but it's still, to a certain extent, it hangs on to the head. So that's it called like Iver Amdodu. What do you mean Iver Amdodu? Now the Iver is the major part of the Iver is off, but it still hangs on. So Nim Amdodu means here that is semi-detached. Most of it is detached, but it still is attached to a certain extent. So that's in Nim Amdodu. Kolaseidik lihosia Nim Amdodu kamechad. So Rabbi Kveger explains it. What does it mean? He means like this. So he says, when a person, he explains it according to the shite of psikreishel liyich pesle. Rabbi Kveger explains it according to the Rishen, who say that psikreishel liyich pesle is muter, or lechol hapoch es muter midraise. So memele, the question arises, why isn't the nozer allowed? Why isn't the nozer allowed to midraise? He is not allowed to comb his hair. This is the mokeh for the misa of combing your hair on Shabbos. It's a misa gomor. It's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Where does the Gemara say that you're not allowed to comb the hair on Shabbos? The Gemara doesn't say it in so many words in respect to Shabbos. But the Gemara says that even according to Rav Shimon, so he knows that he's only allowed to be chifit from the fast space with his hands, because that doesn't involve the tzikreishe. But to be selik with a comb, so that involves integration. And if anybody tells you that he or she, usually it's done by women, so they use a brush rather than a comb, so that's achidah sinai. Because if you just make an experiment, you will see that if combing the hair is integration, so by far using a brush on the hair is much more integration. If you use a comb, so you'll see only a few hair. But if you use a brush, so you will not see one or two hairs, you will see maybe 20 hairs. So by far, just because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention a brush, it only mentions a masrek, but that's just an achidah sinai. There is no heter to use a brush on the hair. So where is the mokeh that you're not allowed to comb the hair on Shabbos? There's the Gemara Gabinozia. Because the Gemara says, Gabinozia, Avolini Seirek. And the Gemara says it's a psikreish. But the Gemara also mentions, Kola Seirek, so Rabbi Kveger explains it. I mean, the Gemara doesn't spell it out, psikreishe. You could explain the Gemara differently too. But it's mashma that it's based on some psikreishe. But the Gemara does use the expression, so Rabbi Kveger explains it. He says as follows, because like this, we could say it's psikreishe liyich pesle, it's not mischavin. He's mischavin only to straighten out his hair, to comb his hair, not to tear out any hair. So, two, he tears out a hair, so it's a special yerpesle. But, if a person only had hair that is completely attached to the head, then it would be special yerpesle. Because he's not interested, you know, in getting rid of hair that is mechuber. But every person, besides the hair that is really mechuber, he has some hair that is almost detached, but it still hangs on. A person wants to get rid of that hair. That's a nuisance. That the nimin amdodolim is a nuisance to a person. So maybe it's nechal. This is how Rav Kveger explains it. All right. And those rishenim who say that psikreishel liyich pesle is considered mischav midraise, so they will not. They'll have to explain the gemara that when the nozir combs his hair, he is mamish mischav. He is mamish mischav, but most Rishenim don't explain it that way. Most Rishenim explain it on the basis not of mamish mischav, but on the basis of tzikreishe. So why does the Gemara mention lohosyanim mamdolim kamechav? So as Rabbi Kveger says, that makes it a tzikreishe nichal. All right. Now, so the Roshna Rambam is. Does anyone have the Rambam from Zeras here? No one has. You don't have to. Okay, thank you. Now all this is the Gia Lemaise, very relevant, Lemaise. Rambam, Perkeim Lechas Nizires, Aloch Yudalet, said as follows. Nozir cheite falsare biyode, vecheicher bitzopone, vinofal sare necheishish, shaarein kavonose lohosia, viefsha shalo yosia, avolo yisre bimasrek, but it's not allowed to come, vilo yochi badomo, nipnei shemaseres es asar vadai, vimoso kei, enelik. Enelik. So the chinuch, in the mitzvah of Nizires, he mentions Rosh Hashanah Rambam, so he says, "Ve'in mei vino, ve'in yedeya, im hu meisir as asar vadai, madua inoik." That's what the chinuch has because. So I heard from my father Iteretz. Now, but my father applied the lomdes of a reprayim. Now, we discussed that reprayim. I think that I discussed it when we learned Yevomis. Because the Gemara in Yevomeh says that the reason as to why now let me find it on the course. The Rambam says in Perik Zayim Luchas Nizires Halachat Esrog. He says, V'keitzat humuta b'tiklachas mitzvo nozer shenitztaro v'nir po mitzorate v'seich yemei nizires hare zimgaleach kol sare sh'hare tiklachte mitzves asei sh'nema b'mitzero v'gilach et kol sare v'chol mokim sh'atameitze mitzves asei v'leisese im yochel kaim shnei mute v'im lav yoveyese mitzves leisese. So why do we say that in nozer shenitztaro? So he's Migaleach Kol Sarei because in Mitzere is Mechuyev to Migaleach Kol Sarei. So the essay of Giluach Mitzere is Deiched the love of Tal Yaber Al Reish. So, but then the cash question is, but in essay Deiched Al Reish is the essay. So what does the Gemara in Vome say? Because it's Issa Bishayel. So an essay is not Deiched Al Reish is the essay that is less Bishayel. But an essay is Deiched Al Reish is the essay that is Issa Bishayel. That we learned in Yevomis. But the Rambam mentions another time. Va'alinozio shegila abimin Yisrei o va'aloise sevese shenema akodin shiye gadeo peras hareshe ubichol moke minese deiche loise sevese vilomo deiche ese shal tiglachas hanega limzires. So what should he say? Because it's Yisrei Mishayle. So the Rambam gives another teretz. Mipnei shekvo nitma hanozio bitzoras v'yimichalute yenei lelei כמו שדיאלנו, והרהי אימי קודש בהן, ובוטי לו עשה מאלו, ולא נשאר אלו לא יססה, שהותר לא יעבר על רשי. ולפיכוך בו עשה של תגלחס הצרץ ודוח עשה. אומר אברום, אני שאין ברש מסכת יבומס, ושמדהב לי לו עשה שיש לי בשיילה, והי אני מכיר? So רב חיים גיד את הרץ, that by nozir, the essay of Kodesh Yie Gadol Peras HaReishei implies two things. It implies a chiyuv essay. He is mechuyev to be Kodesh, to have the seah, and it also implies a niser essay. It also implies a niser essay. It also implies a niser essay. So memele, we have to resort to both times. So, in other words, insofar as the aloche, as the when the Gemara says in ese deichel ise ese in the Gemara says in ese deichel lo ise ese, so the Gemara gives a teretz because it's ise bishale, so it's only keel now. So the Gemara has referenced the Yisaret. Now the Rambam Shita is that so the Gemara has reference to an Yisaret. So in other words, so even though one essay is not the Yiche, a Lois essay and the Lava Bomichlal essay, because that's more humble, but if the Lois essay and the Lava Bomichlal essay are Yisa Bishayle, so then it's Kal. So then the an essay can be the Yiche both, the Lois essay and the Lava Bomichlal essay. But besides the Yisa essay, there is a Chiyuv essay. So then it's not the question of being mochomo, because an essay can be deicha yisurim, an essay cannot be deicha chiyuvim, because my ume da hay essay me hay essay. So the question is, after the Rambam knows very well what the Gemara says in Yevomes, that the reason as to why the essay of Giluach Mitzere can be deicha the yisar essay of Kodesh Yigadu Peres HaReishe, in addition to the love. To love. Normally, so an essay can be deicha only a nisa love, but not two isurim. A nisa love and the nisa of ilava bomichlales. That not. Mashenkei, the nisa of nizires is not so chomo. So an the essay of Giluach Mitzere can be deicha both the love of Tal Yaval Reishei and the lava bomichlales of Kodesh Yigadu Peres HaReishei, because it's kill. But then there is another question. How about the chiyuv essay? You know, there is mechuyev to maintain his hair because of the kedusha, kodesh ye, gadol peres hareishei. So it's not a question of kal and chomo. An essay can be deiche, a chiyuv can be deiche iser, but chiyuv cannot be deiche chiyuv because my ume the highest and my essay. So in regard to that kashe, the Rambam says no, the chiyuv essay of kodesh yeh gadol peres hareishei, it doesn't apply here, because since he's in mitzera and he's tomei, so mimele the kedusha is poka, so the chiyuv essay doesn't apply of kodesh yeh gadol peres hareishei. So in other words, so Reb Chaim's yisod is that by nozir there are two. First of all, there is an Yisar Eseh, and then there is also an Yisar Eseh. Now, so my father applied this Svor of Reb Chaim to this Rambam, when the Rambam says, now you see that I'm disturbed when somebody talks. I become completely confused. So do I have to tell everybody 1,000 times that I'm disturbed? Because when you start talking, when anyone starts talking, so then I lose the continuity of my thoughts and I become confused. Now the Rambam. Abul Yisrael b'masfeit v'yochiv v'adomo mipnei shemaseres es asar v'adai v'imoso kein in a lake. So the kashe by the chinuch is, why is in a lake? So my father said as follows, and that's a very important yisod, and that is negei la alocha v'maisi. Now seirik is a psik reish, is that a mitzies? The tzirik is a psikreishe. Well, we can perform an experiment so you can see that if you will comb your hair, if you comb your hair the way a person combs the hair, so in other words, it's not done in one single act, it's done in a series of acts. How does one comb his hair? Just one act? He combs, it all depends how particular he is about the appearance of the hair. But everyone who combs his hair So comes at many times. It's done in a series of acts. So actually it involves a series of srikas. Now suppose if you will comb your hair many times, I mean in a series, let's say 10 times, and then you look at the comb, you'll find a few hair. But if you examine the comb after every single act in the series, you will not find all the time any hair plucked out. So in other words, if you comb the hair the way a person combs the hair, so then, let's say 10 in a series of acts, so then you are bound to tear out hair. You are bound to tear out hair. But if you just make one single act of srike, if you make just one single act of srike, so you don't have to tear out hair. Now, so, but, let's say if you comb it, let's say, in a series, 10 times, so then, and after you did it 10 times, you'll examine, you'll inspect the comb, you'll find a few hair. 1, 2, 3. But that could have taken place right after the first act. It could have taken place right after the second act. It could have taken place right after the third act. And it could have taken place with the 10th act in the series. Now, so that's it. Now the question is, as far as the love of Tal Yaver al Reisha is concerned, and it, even though the Torah employs the term Ta, but it Gemori Nozir is Marbel Rabbi Skolam Isirim, so it doesn't make any difference whether you use a tar or you use a clipper or you use an electric shaver, anything. So it's not after tar. But the Isa consists in the Maisigeluach. Now, so it doesn't make any difference what instrument you use. So if you make the Maisigeluach with the comb, so it also involves the Isa of Tal Yaver Reisha, because it's also a Maisir. It's an instrument. The comb is also an instrument. But the Isa consists in the Maisigeluach. Now, when, let's say, you comb, let's say I comb my hair with a comb once, second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time, sixth time, then after I did it 6 times, I tore out the hair. I plucked out the hair. So let's forget Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, who says Doroshim is Rabbi is Oser and Chayim. So according to Rav Yehuda, when did he do the Maisa Aveira? In the course of all the acts that took place in the series, or in the course of that specific act in the series that tore it out? So if Lakishmai is Galye, that it was torn out with the 5th act of combing in the series, so then the Maisa Aveira was done with the 5th act of combing in the series. It was not done with the first and the second. What did he do with the first? He didn't tear out any hair. When he did this for the first time, he didn't tear out any hair. When he did this for the second time, he didn't tear out any hair. When he did it for the third time, only when he did it for the 5th time. So the Maisa Geluach took place in the 5th act in the series, not with the first and the fourth and the second and the third and the fourth. So Mimele, according to Rav Shimon, the Dovashin in Mishravi, is Mut. But if it's a Tzikreishe, so then it's considered Mishravi. So if the Mitzias had been that every single act of Komi involves a Tzikreishe, then we could understand. So you cannot comb. You cannot comb the first time, you cannot make the first srike in the series, you cannot make the second, because every single act of srike in the series of srikes, so involves the srike. But every single act by itself in the series of srikes does not involve a srike of klishasa. But the tzil of all, let's say, the 10 acts or the 6 acts of srikes together involve psychreishe. So Mimele, but suppose later on it turns out that he tore out the hair with the 5th srike. So can you say that the 5th srike, which was an act by itself, It was not part and parcel of the other acts, because there was a